This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 1/28/2019. Over the weekend, my wife and I, we watched the movie Inception. I don't know if many of you have seen it. I don't know. It's been a few years since it was out, but we watched on video. And in the movie, characters, Leonardo DiCaprio, among others, they're trying to implant the seed of an idea into a person. Now, they go into different dream worlds, worlds within worlds within worlds, you know, being asleep, being awake, and the insertion of certain ideas in the dream world, it literally starts to remake the world immediately, you know, like buildings will collapse and, you know, ideas just totally change it. And, you know, some sort of metaphor, allegory about our world and the implanting of ideas. Well, there's two ideas, two major ideas. One that basically has shaped America, that was America, and one that is destroying America. I feel have been implanted, a myth. The idea that was America was the Declaration of Independence. The, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident. That idea that our rights come from our Creator, that is America. That is the idea that really shaped everything that came after, including the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, what have you. It is natural law recognized by law in this country. The idea that is destroyed or that is destroying and is really remaking the whole thing. Remaking everything that our founding fathers built and really our progenitors have built in this country, gained real steam in the 50s, but started way before then, is the idea that we evolved from monkeys. It's a myth. But this idea has been injected into the minds, the subconscious of our unsuspecting children, of our country mates. And even if you don't believe it, and there is not one single hard evidence of that transmutation between species. None. Zero. Zero evidence. But yet it's taught in the school like it's a freaking foregone conclusion. This myth. And the power of it. And what it's done. Well, our next guest has written a book. And the name of the book is Unbelievable. 7 Myths About the History and Future of Science and Religion. He is a historical science historian. Have you ever heard of that? A scientific historian. And he asked the question, do the scientists believe in myths? They sure do. And they enjoy considerable success in fobbing them off on the rest of us. And that's what this book is about. And we're very glad to have him here. The thing is, it's the first time I've interviewed him. Michael Neaton Keyes, welcome to the Power Hour.
Daniel, glad to join you. Let's talk science and God.
let's do it. I mean, do they have anything in common? I mean, some people think they don't. Let's talk. What was the genesis of your book? Give us a little bit of your background and why you decided to write this book.
Sure. I taught astronomy and biology and the history of those subjects for a quarter century and was running into all kinds of stories that are commonly told that make Christianity look as if it's anti-science. And when you dig down and get the facts, these stories are just pure myth. So I thought, you know, it's time to go public with this thing. I became a full-time author, and this is my first book.
Very good. Well, intriguing. Tell us a little bit about some of those myths. Was there one in particular that kind of said, oh, my gosh, this is such a lie, but yet we take it as truth?
Sure. The first chapter debunks the myth that Christianity is to blame, that a big cosmos is a problem for Christianity. In other words, Bill Nye looks up in the sky and, you know, being the science guy, he says, I'm just a speck orbiting a speck and the solar system's just a speck compared to the galaxy and so on. So I suck, he says. And he says this in a speech to the Humanist Society where he's getting an award. And it turns out that, I mean, and the companion story says, well, people in ancient and medieval times, they believed in a really small universe and just made for us and so on. But once modern science discovered a huge universe, it showed that we were totally insignificant, a speck. There's no, which supposedly undermined the idea that we're made in the image of God, which is, of course, foundational to our country, like you mentioned earlier. Well, it turns out that if you go back to the ancient world, religious poets and prophets, they knew the earth was small compared to a huge universe. For example, Psalm 8 says, you know, what is man that thou art mindful of him? You know, as the psalmist looks at the night sky and sees how vast it is and how small we are. And yet, he's made us a little lower than the angels. You know, we're made in the image of God. That's right there in Psalm 8. So ancient Israelites already knew the universe was big. It wasn't a modern discovery. Now, modern discoveries have put specific numbers on that about how big it is, but we've always known the universe is really huge. And it's not, and it has nothing to do to undermine our significance. Size and significance don't always go together. I mean, compare a baby with a million cubic miles of cosmic dust and gas out there. Obviously, a baby is much more valuable than a bunch of dust and gas. So size and significance don't always correlate, and the estimate of the huge size of the cosmos, that is not a modern discovery. And so ancient religious people have known it all along.
Well, a baby's more valuable to probably most people, but maybe not in New York these days with new abortion laws.
Yeah,
my gosh. You mentioned Bill Nye. You said he was talking at a, did you say humanist society? I didn't quite get that.
Humanist, yeah. Humanist of the Year Award. He received about 5 or 6 years ago, and he gave the speech that I kind of gave you the compact version of.
Humanism, on the air, we talk about this all the time, about public schools, I call them government schools, that the idea that they don't teach religion, you know, they've told you that, hey, we won't teach a religion here at school. I would argue that nothing could be further. I mean, maybe that's another myth for that you can go into one of your books, but that's kind of what you're saying here. I think secular humanism is a religion, and that is what they're teaching. It kind of goes with what you're saying here. What's your thoughts?
Exactly, Daniel. It fulfills the same role as a religion, whether they call it or not. It's really beside the point. They are teaching a comprehensive worldview, a creation narrative, that we came from, a cosmic accident, that we're here for no particular purpose. We invent our own purposes, and that's it. But, you're right. It is. In fact, my last myth, save time for that, is definitely one form of this materialist or atheistic philosophy that's turning out a really shocking futuristic myth. But we'll talk about that later.
People like Bill Nye, I mean, you mentioned Bill Nye, Neil deGrasse, I always pronounce it, is it deGrasse or deGrasse? I don't know. Neil deGrasse, Tyson.
deGrasse.
Okay. Neil deGrasse Tyson, Stephen Hawking, Carl Sagan. Carl Sagan, that's our buddy James McKinney. That's kind of his arch nemesis. But anyway, that's another story. But you mentioned these people as kind of, it's almost like they're the Mount Rushmore of scientific thought in the public domain these days. But really, they're just, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth. They're kind of perpetrators of this false religion. I mean, what are you saying here?
That's exactly right, Daniel. They're gifted in the area of scientific communication. Stephen Hawking was obviously a brilliant scientist, but the rest on that list, they were just brilliant at being good communicators. And you have to give it to them. You know, they're funny, they're witty, but they're peddling a false worldview, and that's where I blow the whistle off, Daniel.
All right. The first myth is this, the idea that what? That we're come from nothing, we're an accident, or what's the first myth?
The first myth is a big universe is a problem for Christianity. It's not. Christians and Jews, ancient Christians and Jews, knew the universe was huge. And it was, in fact, look, if you believe in an infinitely powerful God, wouldn't you expect him to make a huge universe to reflect his glory? I mean, it fits precisely well with a Judeo-Christian framework.
Let me ask you about some of the new science that is out there. I don't even know what you would call it, quantum science, or, I mean, there's different levels of it, that they're figuring out that man is not a small role in the universe. Actually, man plays a major role. Our thoughts, our consciousness are actually in a holographic image of the universe and actually controlling it and interfere with it in ways that we never thought possible. Where does that start to fit in all this?
Yeah, these are different interpretations of quantum physics. That's physics at the really, really small level, below the level of the atom. And there are some interpretations, and they're philosophical interpretations, clearly not clear teachings of science, that humans not just observe, but they actually sort of, by observing, they actually change what's being observed. And this is a controversial interpretation. There's scientists on both sides, philosophers on both sides. So it's kind of a little bit of a rabbit trail. It doesn't really fit into my what I'm doing in my book. But what I do in my book is show how false presuppositions about humanity and our history continue to distort the way the public accepts science and religious claims. And most people think, well, religious claims are just about what you believe for no good reason, and science is about, you know, believing things for a good reason. But Christianity itself was founded on eyewitness testimony of the resurrection. It's based on evidence. It's not just, you know, make-believe stuff. So it's a false dichotomy.
Mm. I think that's a good point. You know, we kind of forget about that sometimes, that there's eyewitnesses account. I mean, there are people who question the time frame of the Bible, the different writings, what have you, but be that as may, there are writings that seem to suggest, not seem to, that do suggest that there are eyewitnesses and accounts of that resurrection. What does science have to substantiate, you know, Darwinism, for example?
Yeah, it doesn't. It has just, I mean, if you look at the evidence for and against the current versions of Darwinism, you'll find that the evidence against it is much, much stronger. And unfortunately, public schools are shielded from the damaging evidence and only gives the suggestive evidence in its favor, and it totally skews the outcome.
Okay, let's go on to the net. We got about a minute or so before the break, so you know I'll cut you off when you hear the music. We'll wait till next time. But what's the next myth that we're talking about?
Okay, well, let's pick. How about the idea that Christians in the Middle Ages thought the Earth was flat because it was such a period of dark ages where people were ignorant because of the influence of Christianity. So you want to hear more about that one?
Absolutely.
Okay, so most of us in grammar school learned that people thought the Earth was flat during the Middle Ages until Columbus came around in 1492 and showed that it was round by sailing it. Well, it turns out that the real debate at the time of Columbus was not the shape of the Earth, it was the size of the Earth. And Columbus was banking on it being pretty small and the oceans being small compared to the continent. He was wrong, but he ended up, you know, running into another continent. So anyway, what that shows is that misconceived story has been used to make Christians look like they're anti-science. And it's like when I testified before the State Board of Education in 2009 about Darwinism, I was saying, hey, we should teach, you know, strengths and weaknesses. And there were people giving out flyers saying, oh, those who want to teach the weaknesses too, they're like the flat earthers. They're Christians who want to make students ignorant of the facts. It's just the opposite. They were trying to bring us back to the dark ages. I'm trying to bring enlightenment.
hold that thought. Hold that thought right there. On the other side, we'll get into more about your work there with Darwinism, going before these boards. It's very interesting. And more of these myths. Unbelievable. The name of the book. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramol began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny eBay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Later on in the broadcast, we got one of our favorites, Sherry Rogers. Dr. Sherry Rogers will be here to answer questions and to update us on the latest health news. So be sure to hang around for that. And give us a call if you'd like to ask questions. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We're talking to Michael Newton Keyes, and the name of the book is Unbelievable, Seven Myths About the History and Future of Science, and unbelievablemyths.com is the website. Michael, I didn't know that about your work with school boards. So basically, you go in front of these school boards and talk to them about different topics, or they should be looking different areas, or they should be more factual based. How does that go?
Yeah. Well, at the time, I was living in Texas, and so there was an open session where any resident of Texas could testify before the board, and they were reviewing their state science standards, so public science policy. What do we teach in biology and astronomy and stuff like that? So I got in the big long line, and eventually my time came up, and I was supporting the policy that the think tank that I work with, Discovery Institute, which is discovery.org, go there for resources. We were making the case that the science standards that we had helped kind of influence earlier were good science standards because they mandated that when you teach Darwinism, you not only teach its strengths, but you also teach its weaknesses, that is, arguments against it. And so I was there to support the maintenance of that very good science standard. And, Daniel, we won that debate. And the Texas science standards are among the best in the nation right now.
Very good. What is, give us a little bit about the debate, because I've had, you know, very high level scientists say there's some evidence about the basics of natural selection, about Darwinism, but when it comes to, you know, humans flipping from apes or something like that, there's really no hard evidence. What's your stance there?
Yeah, there's good evidence for what we call microevolution, small scale change slightly different beaks, shapes of, let's say, finches on the Galapagos Islands. It's something that Darwin himself studied, and then several other investigators since him. That's well established. What's not established is you can have major change to entirely new body plan, not just humans, but just other major kinds of animals and plants. That's, the evidence is decidedly against that. The evidence is for limited change, not unlimited change. And so students are being shielded from seeing the evidence against this large-scale change, and they get the impression that Darwinism is a slam dunk, and it tells the whole creation story from, you know, from amoeba to man, and that's just not true. So we won that in Texas, and Texas is, and California both set the standards more than any other states for what gets accepted in other states. So it was a pivotal battle. And so go to discovery.org if you want more resources about that for your state.
I don't see any, I mean, I don't know of anything that's been more damaging scientifically to America than that concept. Hey, you're just a monkey, basically. You're a glorified monkey.
Right. You're right. I mean, there's the underlying materialist story that says that there is no God. Whatever is the result of unguided material processes. And one of the outcomes of that is something like Darwinism. It's inevitable that if you start with those assumptions, you're going to have to come up with something that looks like Darwinism. So that's the problem.
You know, you mentioned at the beginning that the bigness of the universe gives Christianity a problem. Well,
Seems to, but not really.
Okay, yes, I'm glad you clarified that for me.
Yeah.
But the ironic thing then becomes, you know, Darwin was theorizing about small cell organisms and that they grow and that they're simple and that they get more and more complicated. When the truth is, even the smallest particles that we can see with the eye have turned out to be just unfathomably complicated.
Right, but by which you really mean the smallest single-celled life, right, which is the smallest unit of life. Right, they have, you know, it's like, think of the city of Los Angeles with transportation systems, disposal systems, you know, security guards. You have all that in a cell, to even the simplest form of life. So you're right about that.
What have you learned going in front of these school boards and some of your experience, you know, teaching at the levels that you have? Have you seen science as a manipulation tool, as a pursuit of the truth? I mean, what kind of balance have you seen?
I mean, most of science is simply pursuing the truth, finding the best explanations for every phenomenon. But when it comes to origin science, how did we get life in the first place, or how did we get human life in the first place? That's where materialistic worldview thinking distorts the assessment of evidence and gives the impression that we're a result of an unguided process that didn't have us in mind. But so I think that the problem is how to get students access to the best contemporary evidence, not just for Darwinism, but against it, and let them just make their own decision about what they want to think. Rather than
is science just quickly, yes or no? Is science hesitant to be open minded?
Many scientists are very close-minded.
Okay.
Hold that thought.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebesteDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebesteDpill.com. That's THEBESTEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the partial government shutdown over, President Trump says he doubts he could accept any deal from lawmakers that would give him less than his requested $5.7 billion for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. All this means is there could be another government shutdown coming up in February. Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News civility needs to make its way back to Washington so we can work out a deal.
If we start treating each other with respect, even though we have major differences on policy, I think we're going to go a long way to bringing this country back together.
Former President Trump associate Roger Stone plans to plead not guilty in a D.C. federal court on Tuesday as part of the Robert Mueller investigation. Florida's Ethics Commission is looking into charges against former candidate for governor Andrew Gillum. He's accused of accepting gifts from lobbyists and vendors during his time as mayor of Tallahassee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes the least of these, the Graham Stain story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back to the Power Hour. I have to remind everybody of the specials we got over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Dr. Sherry Rogers, a whole year's worth of interviews are there for the taking for anybody. It's simple to use, easy reference, fantastic. We got all of Dr. Group's products. We can't advertise them, but we can talk about them on the air. But not on the website. So give Jay a call over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Of course, the Living Clay, 10% off. The Cardio Miracle, which many people, we're starting to get some reports of this, having really good effect. The Cardio Miracle, nitric oxide builder, people are responding really well, really excited about that. Good Health Naturally, Robert Redford, I think he's coming on tomorrow, if I am correct there, later this week for sure. And Strauss Heart Drops, 10% off. Wayne Elliott will be joining us. Warehouse Moving Sale, we're moving a lot of stuff. So please give Jay a call. We can't advertise on the radio, but check that out. Paratrex, Renal Checks, Prostrex, the Latero Flora from Good Health, or from Global Healing Center, Dr. Group, the Zeotrex, the Detoxidine, the Intracal, all those things are on sale. And the Vegan Safe B12 on sale at the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Thank you for your purchases, your donations. We're not here unless you support us. So thank you so much. You've been very kind. Please continue to do so or we won't be here. That's simple. Getting back to Michael, the book is Unbelievable, The Seven Myths About the History and Future of Science. We talked a little bit about the first one, The Bigness of the Universe. A central figure in, I can't remember the year, you can let us know, but in between the birth and life of Jesus and present day, scientifically, Copernicus kind of stands right in the middle as a transition. People see it as a transition, but really that's not so much the truth. Let us know about Copernicus. What is the myth and what is the reality of the man?
Sure. He published a book in 1543, so that's early modern, about 100 years or a little less after the time of Columbus. And he showed that you could make sense of the world by assuming that Earth moves rather than the sun. So the Earth moves around the sun, and the sun's in the center, and the Earth is moving around it. Now, a few generations later, some people started to say, well, look, Copernicus, he demoted humanity. We used to be in the center of God's plan, the center of importance. And now we're not in the center of the universe anymore by this new scientific viewpoint. And so that discredits the idea that we're made in God's image and that we're an important part of God's plan. But when you look at the actual history of at the time of Copernicus, you get a very different story. And here's the story. In the ancient world and up till the time of Copernicus, people thought of the center of the universe as being the bottom of the universe, not the place of honor, but the place of dishonor, where things will fall apart and break down. Whereas up in the heavens, you have things like the sun and the stars that seem to just shine and shine and not change at all. So, incorruptible. And then beyond the physical heavens is the spiritual heaven. That was the reigning viewpoint of both ancient pagans, and then, of course, adding the spiritual heaven was the Christian viewpoint on top of that. So when Copernicus came along and said, look, I've got some, not slam dunk arguments, but some pretty good arguments that the Earth just might be moving after all and not in the center, that was considered by many to be a promotion for Earth. We were now closer up to the stars, where the place of honor is. And many of the first generation Copernicans like Galileo and Kepler, considered this a promotion for Earth, not a demotion. But as the story moves on to more recent times, like I have textbooks that I've surveyed that are currently used in astronomy classrooms today, where they try to extend this story and say, well, look, we're not in the center of the galaxy. We're kind of in an unremarkable position, kind of out more toward the edge. And so, see, we've been demoted over and over and over. Humans are not an important part of any so-called divine plan. But what's ironic about that is astronomy textbooks today also note that, actually being in the center of the galaxy would be a horrible place. Too many supernovae, stars exploding and radiation. And actually our position between spiral arms of our Milky Way galaxy, about where we are, is really ideal for life after all. And it is a special place. So they have this old story. They keep recycling demotion, demotion, demotion. But the scientific evidence is actually pointing to our cosmic specialness. There are only certain places in the universe where life is permitted, and we happen to be in one of those sweet spots. That's special, Daniel.
Well, it sounds like constant doublespeak. They say, well, the odds of, everything coming together are just astronomical, and we've won the genetic, scientific, universal lottery, and here we are, so we're unique that way. But, but we're really not unique, and humans are not unique, and we need to control them or whatever. It's like they're talking out of both sides of their mouth constantly.
Yeah, in fact, let me give you a great example of this doublespeak, which comes from George Orwell's book, by the way, 1984. But it's Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's considered widely to be the world's leading scientific communicator. Again, not leading scientist, but communicator of science. And he has a textbook forward to one of the most used astronomy textbooks today. And he presents what he calls a cosmic perspective. And you know, he's got that very dramatic voice, of course. And he says, you know, what's the cosmic perspective? Well, it's the idea that the universe is not a benevolent cradle designed to nurture life. I'm quoting him here. And it poses the childish view that the universe revolves around us figuratively or literally. And he mentions these successive demotions, supposed demotions to humanity. You know, we're not in the center of the solar system, we're not in the center of the galaxy, blah, blah, blah. Well, but then he turns around and says, and yet, and he brings in his own new myth. He says the cosmic perspective is spiritual, even redemptive, but not religious. And by this he means we have a sense of spiritual awe that the cosmos is our heavenly parent. And having this scientific perspective on the cosmos redeems us from the delusion of benevolent design. And yet we're special because we're evolved stardust. We have science. We evolved with no guidance from God, and we figured out this whole thing by ourselves. And that kind of fills the significance void, partly, that was left by debunking, you know, religious conceptions of human importance. So one of the big things in my book, Daniel, is there's whenever someone tries to debunk a religious, particularly a Judeo-Christian foundation for human significance, they're always going to fill it with something else. And that something else is unbelievable. That's the title of my book.
Well, you bring, to me, this is the, you just described the key to this whole thing in 3-4 minutes. It was fantastic. I talk about all the time, the Declaration of Independence. Okay, if our rights don't come from God, then where do they come from? You know, that's the base of our country. So this is when parents talk about schools, and I am constantly on public schools and how faulty the information is, how soul damaging it is to children, how rotting of its minds it is, how distorting of the truth, how all these things of how just awful. Awful that what we call education is being pumped into the minds of our children. This is a prime example, because what these so-called scientists have done in the name of their false religion of science and throwing science in it, they say, well, man is not unique, man is not special, no evidence whatsoever. None. Mm-hmm. No evidence whatsoever. They teach it as a religion, but the spiritual grandeur, the spiritual redemptiveness of the awe of it all. Ladies and gentlemen, that is secular humanism. That's what that is. If you're going to look in the dictionary, that is secular humanism. Your children's science teacher, 9 times out of 10 or 4 out of 5 times, more likely than not, is teaching secular humanism to your children. And at the same time, through the back door, your civics teacher and all those are teaching that, well, your rights can't come from the Creator anymore, so where do they come from? So they're teaching socialism. You know, I'm expounding on this, Michael. Please correct me where I'm wrong. I mean, am I going too far in these concepts?
Yeah. No, I think you're right. And, you know, they use scientific talk, but they're smuggling in a worldview that isn't supported by science. It's simply their preference to not believe in a God to whom they're
it's religion.
Accountable.
Yep. It's a religion, Michael. It's a religion. If they're going to argue, well, there's a lot of religions, and you're just teaching religious mumbo jumbo. That's transference. That's what they're doing. They are teaching religious mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, and their religion is really vacuous intellectually. Christianity is based on, like we said earlier, eyewitness testimony of something that happened in history that changed the world.
This is so key, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad you came on, Michael. I think this book is extremely important. The other side, you got a really cool myth, not cool, but a really exciting topic to talk about the next, you know, ET myth and all these things. But this is everything about public schools. This is the tip of the iceberg that sinks the Titanic here. What Michael has just described, and to get to see that they're not teaching science, they're teaching a religion to your children at the same time telling you they don't teach religion. You get it? Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com, UnbelievableMiss.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit StartLivingYoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit StartLivingYoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at StartLivingYoung.com.
UnbelievableMyths.com is the website. The book is, let me get the whole title, make sure I got it right, is Unbelievable, Seven Myths About the History and Future of Science and Religion. And I'm just, that last segment just fascinated with me how covertly, I mean, you used the word smuggled. I mean, like it's some drug mule or something come across the border. Like this stuff is smuggled into the classroom and shoveled into the minds of your children, and you don't realize how absolutely destructive it is. Even if you don't believe in God, don't believe in religion, how absolutely destructive it is to the foundation of this country, the Declaration of Independence. It kills, it explodes what Thomas Jefferson wrote. if we let this stand by some moron sitting up there with a laser pen and thinks he's got a degree and can tell your children something about science. Give me a break. It's his opinion. It's a religion. He's a high priest to the false religions. That's what they are. And what we're going to talk about now, it just kind of blows my mind. I'll leave it up to you, Michael. From Copernicus, now we're talking about aliens or ET or whatever. What is the next myth or what is the next wave that they're going to be shoveling on us?
Yeah. And let me make the connection to show the coherence of the argument in my book. So if people accepted the six myths that I debunked, if they accepted them as if they were true, it would seem like, you know, believing in God is anti-intellectual, Christianity in particular has been anti-science, and that Copernicus came along and showed that we're not in the center of God's plan and demoted us. Well, the human heart hungers for significance. So besides filling that with our own, you know, knowledge of science, you know, there's got to be something more than that. And people are now turning to the arrival of ET, of aliens, to bring knowledge to us that will catapult us into a new age, okay? And here's the myth. This is the way the myth goes. They reason that any alien that could make the trip to Earth would have to have technology indistinguishable from magic because of the huge distances to even possibly habitable planet is so vast. And you know, technology, Daniel, can never overcome natural laws. You know, you can't go faster than the speed of light. You can't communicate or travel physically past certain speeds. So that limits how much contact we could have. So, but according to this ET enlightenment myth, well, if there is the appearance of ET on the planet, it would be like the world of Harry Potter. They would appear to be like supernatural to us because of the billions of years they had to evolve to be able to make the trip to Earth. And they would have moral, spiritual insights that would massively reorient religion on Earth and make it a new, you know, galactic religion. And so what's really ironic about this is, okay, first of all, the likelihood of actual aliens existing in the universe is very small because of the rareness of a habitable planet. It's extremely rare, and we've discovered about 4,000 planets beyond our solar system. Not one of them is suitable for complex life like us. So there's unlikelihood that there are even aliens. But, you know, suppose that, you know, someone said, well, there might be. Okay, but then the likelihood of arrival is very, very small. And let's just run with this, Daniel. Suppose there's the appearance of some great creature, maybe appears supernatural. You know, what if the devil himself appears on this planet posing as an alien savior? Well, Richard Dawkins, the most famous atheist today, he said that aliens will probably appear godlike to us, past what any theologian in Christianity would ever say. So what's really ironic is modern-day materialism is predicting the arrival of some creature that would be indistinguishable from a good or evil spiritual creature. And so materialism is now becoming indistinguishable from the occult. Don't you find that a little ironic?
That's interesting you made that leap. I didn't, how you took me down that materialism all the way to occultism. There have been many people, not many, but there have been few whistleblowers that have said that a lot of this alien stuff is to cover up some experiments going on that actually, evil spirits, demons, or whatever are infecting these. I mean, people have gone flat out and said that's what is going on, and it's a big deception.
Yeah, you know, there's a number of people who have been so-called contacted by aliens who have later embraced Christianity, and they report, this is just anecdotal evidence, I haven't done the research, they report that as Christians, when they invoke the name of Jesus, these so-called aliens go away from them immediately. Now, isn't that weird that aliens would be fearful of one name on planet Earth, of all the billions of planets out there? Why would they be particularly afraid of the name of Jesus unless there was something more than just these are aliens?
Yeah, a made-up name that has no significance in the spiritual awe of the great universe that Carl Sagan drips out of his mouth, millions and billions and billions of stars with his stupid accent and whatever. He ought to wear a freaking fish head hat and wear some white robes and call have a scepter. I am the new high priest of scientific humanism.
You know, I have a chapter on Sagan's original 1980 cosmos and the new 2014 Neil deGrasse Tyson cosmos, and he's coming out with a new cosmos this year. And I show how ridiculous the history and the spirituality that goes into the shows is just peddling materialism. Sagan and deGrasse Tyson have reached more people with this than anyone else.
We have a couple minutes left. Anything you want to sum this up or in conclusion? I think this is important work. I think hats off to you what you've done here.
Yeah, well, let me just again quote Richard Dawkins. I'm not getting this from religious texts, from secular texts. Dawkins says this: there are very probably alien civilizations that are superhuman to the point of being godlike in many ways that exceed anything a theologian could possibly imagine. That's from the lips of the world's leading atheist. So, like I said, if the devil himself appeared on this planet looking like an alien creature or an alien robot or whatever, well, Dawkins would say, see, it's just naturalism. It's just materialism. Yeah, it looks like magic, but it's just materialism. It could set us up for a massive deception, couldn't it?
Well, just one of many. Get in line. I mean, the deceptions never end. I mean, it's in science, like your book's bringing out. I mean, we have just had, from the past 1,500 years or so, we've had one deception after another. Where do you think this is going? Do you think, you know, like in Texas, California, so the scientific standards have begun to change. Do you think this is changing? Because I see it with vaccines. You know, these states are mandating vaccines when there is no double-blind safety studies to prove that the vaccines are 100% safe. I have yet to see that.
Yeah, that's not my area of expertise, but I do know that in the area of origin science, that Darwinism is being shoved down the throat of students. And it's just, it's indoctrination. It's not education.
How can they sit there with a straight face and say this is, am I being too, I don't know what the word is, am I being too whatever by saying they're teaching religion at school, it's secular humanism? I mean, is that too naive or is that accurate?
No, I think it's accurate. You're on target. Keep telling your listeners that. You're on track there, Daniel.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you, Michael. The book is unbelievable. 7 Myths About the History and Future of Science and Religion. These ideas, like I told you at the beginning, ladies and gentlemen, the movie Inception, whole worlds were like erased and built when different ideas were planted in these dream states. Don't you see what they're doing? They're destroying concepts with their false religion.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth, and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.